Alpha, I'm sure you have a blessed evening, and you're welcome to participate.
KG4ZXC.
I am Jesse. I'm your net control for this night. Wednesday night.
KO4FE.
Ned Logger up.
Okay, well, let me see if I can fix that real quick, then. How about now, Bob? Is that helping any?
That is much better.
Okay, I do apologize. Wow, I forgot I even had this thing in standby. Hey, very good. Well, appreciate it, Bob, and I'm glad that made a difference. But, yeah. I was just curious, I found the problem to my antenna yesterday, finally.
And what was it?
Plastic fed center conductors on the 269 connectors, that plastic crap on these newer connectors, they have a tendency to melt under high power.
Ah, so one of the PL-259s failed.
Ah, yes, roger, roger, and that's exactly what happened, so I thought you would like that.
Well, that's a shame. That's why I usually try to use RG8X and DX Engineering. They have some pretty good crimp and solder connections that seem to hold up under decent power.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I'm glad I got the problem solved before tonight, and I'm glad that everything seems to be working now. All right, Bob, thank you, sir, and you're at the top of the list, so thanks for being here. And let me move down to KO4FE. Mr. Bill, good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Jesse. You're blasting in here about 35 over. Bob is way down around 9. I don't know what's going on. I guess we got fighting band conditions again. But anyway, you're blasting in. I'm glad to hear you got coax fixed. I know one thing I've found is that I got to tighten the coax fittings with a damn pair of channel locks, because that's another source of a problem. Just the hand tight doesn't get it a lot of times. But anyway, I'll let you get back to calling the net. KG4DXC from KO4FE.
All right, very good, Bill. And you're sounding great tonight as well. I got you pegged out at 30 over. even Bob is like 25 at least. I don't remember looking down, but yeah, he's coming in lean with Charlie. All right, well, this is KG4ZXNC for the Wednesday night Liberty Net and calling CQ. Do we have any other check-ins? Okay, Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Sound Romeo,
Mr. Clint, good evening, sir. Good to have you aboard. Sounding fairly well tonight. Not too bad down here neither, so I'm glad to be able to talk to you a lot better tonight than normal. Maybe the band is improving, so get this.
Hi, Clint,
we
got you on number three. So thanks for being here, and we'll get back to ground to you.
Okay, I was thinking that was just some kind of freak accident that I just heard in my receiving. Wow. Okay.
KC8 Echo Hotel Romeo, play with you.
Neither con.
I'm calling my early morning then.
Hi, this is the Wednesday night lifting at, ladies and gentlemen. I'm KC4 3 6. Take a perfect check.
Gary. Well, they finally moved that UFO out of the air that's been blocking our signal. They just get between everybody during the net just to keep us from talking.
Like that.
Hey, very good. Well, thank you, Gary. God bless. I'm glad that he is in life.
Sounding good. Not bad.
So hopefully Van will hold up. Hey, WB2JAX out of New Jersey. Mr. Gary, thank you. Who else we got out there tonight?
KD0RFA.
KD0RFA. Why is that? Sounds familiar.
Oh, that's
right. That's Mr. Moe. Good evening, Mr. Moe. Good to hear you, young man.
Good to hear you, too. Bob, I cannot understand him tonight. He's really down in the mud over.
Okay, well, we're going to have to talk junk about Bob and feeling like he's in the mud. So, Bob, whatever you're doing up there, pull your boots out of the mud.
Yeah, I can hear Mr. Moe on the SDR pretty good, and very light on my headphones.
Okay, well, I'll pass that on to him. Yeah, he's picking you up a little bit light, and he's having to receive you on the MDR, SDR there, Mr. Moe, but he does hear you.
Well, thank you. I sure don't hear him. It's just that I know that his voice, that I can't understand what he's saying, over.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, the band conditions are kind of wacky tonight. They seem like they're a little more favorable to the south right now. Hey, well, Mo, we'll get back around to you.
All
right. Hey, clear with KD0RFA. Hi, this is Jesse KG4ZXC out of the Verdicross State of Pennsylvania once again for the Wednesday night Liberty Net, and we're looking for check-ins. Anyone else? Okay, Papa Oscar Whiskey. Okay, well, good evening, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Oscar Whiskey. Name down there, sir, and you're in Savannah, you said. Well, I appreciate you being here tonight, Josh. We're current discussion, Ned, about everything and anything, mainly politics. If you care to join us and hang out and maybe voice your opinion, feel free. Hey, well, very good. Well, we got you in there out of Georgia, and not too bad of a signal. Hey, Bob, real quick, how's Josh sounding up your way out of Georgia?
Well, Josh, I have to listen to him on the SDR, and that's even difficult. He's the only one that I'm having a struggle with at the moment.
Okay, well, I'm picking them up pretty good here. That's why I was just curious. Hey, thanks, Bob. Clear with Josh at the moment, KA4POW. I like that call sign, POW. Wow. Back memories for sure. Hey, thanks, Josh. Hey, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC, and I am located once again out of the great state of Pennsylvania. You know, that Tom Wolf guy who runs this state up here. What a joke. Well, anyway, we're looking for further check-ins. Is there anyone else before we start net? Call now. Okay, got an Alabama station. Alpha Bravo 4, did you say Charlie Juliet?
Yes, sir.
Okay, name and location again. Okay, you're a little bit light on me tonight. Can you repeat your location and your name? Okay, I think you said Cyrus. Is that a Roger Roger out of Alabama? Okay, Cyrus, we got you in there that time. I had to make sure I corrected my screw-up on paper. Hey, well, good to have you aboard, sir, and we'll be back around to you here in the short, too.
Thank you, sir.
All right, last call before we go ahead and start the net. This is KG4ZX NFC. Jesse, once again, out of Verdesfrost State, Pennsylvania, for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Anyone else?
WDAYC, yes, Rick in Paris, Paris, Ohio.
Okay, Rick, caught me off guard. Whiskey Delta 8 in field arrest.
Okay, Alpha, what is it, Alpha AYC? Charlie.
Okay, well, very good, Rick. We got you in there, and hopefully I was just looking at my meter because the band just all of a sudden went quiet, which kind of surprising. But I got you in there about a 5.8 to 5.9 signal, Rick.
I got a friend of mine, he can talk a lot better than me, okay, so go ahead, WD8 Alpha Yankee Charlie.
Okay, very good, Rick. Well, go ahead and put them on. Okay, Rick, I'm not copying him at all.
He started and dropped out in my fixed edges. He must be doing as good as I am. I don't need that technical thing. But go ahead and start it. We will get back in.
Hey, very good, Rick. Well, yeah, we'll try to get him figured out here in just a short. So, thank you for being here, Rick, and good to hear you out of Ohio. Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha Yankee Charlie, and I'm clear with you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is KG4ZXC, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and
I'll tell you what, it's been an interesting week. I've been looking at articles throughout the day trying to come up with something that is really important. What is, more important than anything on this frequency when we discuss any current events. And I want to say one thing before we really get into any detail on anything. Everybody out here, we all know what this country is becoming right now as we speak. And everybody needs to stay vigilant and on top of the game, because there's a lot of crazy things happening underneath our noses. And we know it's called tyranny. This cannot be accepted here in this country, and we all need to be aware of this. And all the interesting articles that will be presented tonight through different sources is going to, make your head spin, because sometimes it's hard to believe anything coming out of any media at this point. That's why we need, local people to get out there and step up to the plate and tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods, because sometimes it's hard to decipher what's realistic and what ain't anymore. But I will say this, there's a lot of things been happening with the Kyle Rittenhouse case, and for instance, we have justice supposedly on our side, but the justice scale is not tipping in the right direction anymore, and we're being commandeered by Nazi police, being raided among different things just for being in a wrong place at the wrong time. I really pray for this great country to start healing from this big wound, and I don't see it happening anytime soon. All right, this is KP4ZXC, and that's my opening for this moment. Let's take it to Mr. Bob at the top of the list. So, KAJOY, good evening, Bob, and good to have you aboard. Oh, Bob, by the way, I just wanted to net, if you would like to, everybody out there wants to listen or get into the chat mode on libertynetradio.org. You can get in tonight, and I think the chat mode is open, so something to think about. Bob, this is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Take it away, Bob.
All right, Mr. Jesse, I'm going to do the preamble because we didn't do our opening, okay?
Hey, that's fine, Bob.
All righty. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now since the year of 1974, founded by the late Victor W1WCR. This is the Area Net, the gold standard. LibertyNetRadio.org. Don't put anything else in but that. It'll burn your little eyes. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, I'm going to open with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, my first one is going to touch on the Rittenhouse case. So, Missouri gun couple spotted in Kenosha in support of the Rittenhouse. Now, Rittenhouse trial has far-reaching political ramifications. Your God-given right to protect society is being challenged by leftists who want to punish those who would protect private property and their own lives. The St. Louis couple, who armed themselves and stood in front of their home while Black Lives Matter protesters marched, past that this is in Kenosha, Wisconsin, as reported by the Fox News.
Everybody's being threatened, and I don't like this. So hopefully, pray to God that this outcome is true and faithful, and people won't go berserk, but that's wisdom. Thank you. Thanks, Bob. K-H-A-L-Y and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Hi, this is KG4ZHC, and let's see, moving down the list. KL4FE, Mr. Bill, come on in. How's things with you, sir?
Okay, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net, from KO4FE. Well, Bob, I think the band deteriorated. You were up to 35 over, now you're down to 5 over. So I don't know what that means. It could be another one of those nights. But anyway, so I'm just going to read one article to keep it moving. But anyway... I don't want to get wrapped up in multiple articles and then end up nobody can even hear me. So I'm just going to do one quick one here and then pass it on. case the band is dropping out again. So anyway, here's a headline. This is Daily Mail. I don't know if you've heard of this, but Congress on the verge of including women over 18 in the military draft. Republicans slam bid that could pass next week as a bid to further so-called ridiculous political equality row. Said for the first time in the United States 245-year history, American women could be required to sign up for the Selective Service, with legislation expanding the draft expected to get the green light from Congress, a report out Wednesday stated. A measure changing the requirements for the Selective Service from male only to all Americans could pass the Senate as early as this week, according to Axios. The question of who should be compelled to serve has been debated in the U.S. for years. Now it looks likely to pass with a bipartisan coalition of support, despite fury from some Republicans saying it's part of a row over political equality. Earlier this month, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley introduced an amendment to strip the gender-neutral Selective Service language out of the NDAA. It's not clear if the bill gained much traction. Republican Representative Vicki Hartzler of Missouri spoke out against the measure. She said using women as a chess piece in a political equality argument is not only misguided, but it is insulting to our female population, she wrote on Twitter. I'm not sure how it's insulting. Claiming their inclusion in the draft would prove equality is ridiculous. Well, I don't know. How is it ridiculous? I mean, let's just, this is really a bogus issue when you think about it. I mean, we haven't had a draft in 40 years. Number two, even if women did get drafted, it doesn't mean they're going into battle. There's thousands of jobs that, in the unlikely event that we ever got into a war which required a draft, there's thousands of positions in the military that women could do have nothing to do with being on the battlefield. But these Republicans, their arguments sound a little shaky to me. The Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas told reporters Tuesday, he said, God bless that woman, if she wants to serve in the military and is prepared to fight, that is a choice that is available to her. But, well, why isn't a choice available to men? But I'm the father of two daughters. The idea that the government would forcibly draft them and put them in a place where they would be engaged in combat against a man who the statistics demonstrate is likely to have significant more body mass and significantly more body strength. That's not fair. Well, I mean, we're stuck with the equality argument. That's kind of won out. So why am I draw a line in the sand here? Like I said, I don't see women ever getting drafted into frontline duty ever. That's not likely, but hey, the women want equality. I say let them have it. You know, there's a lot more that goes into this registration for the draft other than, you know, just being an added annoyance to all the men. Plus, if you don't sign up for the draft, then you're not eligible for any type of student loan. There's a number of government benefits that you can't get if you refuse to sign up for the thing. Women don't have to worry about any of that. So at this point, I say hell with it. Make them sign up. They're never going to get called up. And even if they do get called up in some unforeseeable war that's nowhere on the horizon, it doesn't mean they're going to have to go into battle. So, I don't know. They want equality. I say let them have it. So anyway, I'm going to pass it back to you, Jeffy, and hopefully the band hasn't totally collapsed. So KG4ZXC Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Okay, very good, Bill. Well, by the way, I've got you almost 40 over, so the band did not collapse on you. It actually improved. Hey, Bob, K8JOY, real quick, do you still copy Bill okay? Okay, good deal. Well, I just want to make sure you guys was hearing him and the band didn't drop between you guys. All right, very good. All right, well, thanks, Bob, and that's K8JOY, and this is KG4ZXC, and that was Mr. Bill, KO4FE, out of Southwest Pennsylvania. That go around, and let's see, I'm Jesse, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and yeah, you're right, I tell you, I think women need to actually be participants in defending our country just as much as the men, so yeah, more power to them having to sign up for the draft just the same, not draft, but for elected services. Let me make sure I get that correct. Hey, thanks, Bill, and let's see, Cliff, out of Michigan, KC8, Echo, Hotel Romeo. Come on in, let's see how you found it. Okay, very good, Clint. And yeah, I understand completely. You know, the great sheeple of America. I mean, people of America. I hope they
of
see
America.
The,
I hope they see the behind this curtain here, and hopefully they understand that they're promoting. You know, a big pharma is all they're doing. They've had enough. Hey, very good, Clint. Stand by 1 second, Clint, before... Oh, well, go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and clear with Clint, KC8 Echo Hotel Romeo. Mr. Bob, did you copy Clint? Going into detail about how the vaccine has been manipulating everybody for some time, and it's pretty much the same old story, same old song and dance. They're just promoting their poison on America, so that's pretty much what he was covering there. On the money. You know, they already tried to push that on me just within the last 24 hours from the VA, and you know what my response was? No! Yep, that's right. I am not taking it. They pushed enough poison. Hey, thanks, Bob and KAJY and Mr. Clint, KC8 Echo Hotel Romeo out of Michigan. Let's see. Let's move down to Mr. Gary real quick. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXNSC. Bringing it down to Mr. Gary out of beautiful New Jersey. Well, what's left of New Jersey? WB2JAX. Come on in. Thank you.
Roger, roger. Well, thank you, Gary. And, yeah, I tell you what, they're just pushing the same poison everybody else is anymore. They're just another extension, it seems like. All right, well, very good. And, yeah, you're sounding good. I'm not having no problem copying you. I'm picking you up right about an F7 on my meter, so not a bad signal tonight. Hopefully the band will continue to stay that way. All right, Gary. God bless. This is KG4ZXNC, Jesse, out of Rhoda Crosstrees, state of Pennsylvania, once again, for the Wednesday night living in. I'd like to go ahead and take a pause real quick to thank Mr. Marty into IRJ, our net manager, and Miss Laura into KTT. And good to hear everybody checked in so far tonight. So let's see. This is... the Wednesday night Liberty Net. I was looking down the list, guys, so I was kind of pausing to see where I was at. Hey, right, Kilo Delta Zero RFA, Mr. Mo out of beautiful state of Nebraska. It goes to you, sir. I hope you copy.
KD Zero RFA, I can hear you quite well. Jesse, I have a little bit of trouble hearing the other fellows. Anyway, why Oklahoma today. I heard that the National Guard down there refused the mandate of taking the vaccine, and so that turned the Oklahoma National Guard into they're no more a National Guard, they're a militia down in Oklahoma. They are no longer under any federal obligation. They're a militia now, which I think is a good deal. As far as I'm concerned, we need to all get out from under this federal stuff. So that's my opinion. And also down here at Lexington, Nebraska, Tyson packing plant. They kill about 4,000 head of cattle a day down there. They have moved a bunch of them illegal aliens up there into Lexington. It's only a town of about 700 or 7,000 people to start with. And I don't know for sure the exact number. The wife was telling me the families and kids and men and the whole works, about 3,000 people moved into to the Lexington area down there. I suppose working at Tyson Feed Packing Plant. But anyway, the mayor down there of Lexington, he's really having a fit of what's going on. Because it's bankrupting the city of Lexington. Katie's in RSA. I'll turn her back to you, Jesse. Over.
Okay, yeah, very good there, Bob. Yeah, not Bob, Mo. Wow, I was sitting there looking at the wrong list there. All right, yeah, Mo, I did actually read a little bit about that, where the Oklahoma National Guard is losing their guard status and they're becoming the militia at this point. But you know what? I can't remember what the general's name is. I want to keep saying this, Millie. I know it ain't Millie because I know that SOB myself. But it's one of the other generals, armchair general. Well, anyway, yeah, he's gone completely wokeism for sure. He's destroying the military in so many different levels. It is not funny. I sat there and listened to him speak, and it's almost like these people are completely brainwashed by some kind of unknown extraterrestrial force of some kind. But I tell you what, we need a military, and we need people that will obey the Constitution and not armchair generals. So thank you, Mo. God bless you, sir. It's good to hear you. So sounding good.
Hi, clear with KD0RSA, Mr. Mo out of Nebraska. Let's see, Mr. Josh out of beautiful Georgia, KA4POW. You still with us, sir?
At 10 o'clock also. And yeah, you're welcome to drop in any night and check in with us. Josh, out of Savannah, Georgia, K4POW, and yeah, God bless you, sir, and your family. Yeah, to have a grandparent in the service is tremendously powerful. Good to know that we have a lot of patriots out here. Though. We have a lot of patriots out here.
Thanks for being here tonight, sir.
My
right, I cannot copy any further. Let's go to Rick down to Red Ohio. Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha Yankee Charlie. Come on in.
Hey, Bob, give him a call and see if he copies you.
Quebec for ECA November.
Okay, Echo November, stand by 1 second. I'm going to get you Whiskey 4 Whiskey. Give me that call again.
Whiskey 4 Charlie Lima Hotspot W4CLF.
Wow, where did I get that W at? I don't know. Okay, name and location real quick.
Curtis, Alabama.
Okay, Curtis in Alabama. Good evening, sir. Stand by. Curtis, trying to get your name down here. Okay, stand by, Curtis, and let me pick up the other station, the Echo November station.
Jesse, first name Reed, R-E-I-D. I'm in North Carolina, KQ4EN.
Okay, Kilo Charlie for Echo November, Reed, in North Carolina. Roger, roger?
Yes. Y'all sound good. I'll continue.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, I was just getting ready to go ahead and go to the young man in Alabama. And let me see if Bob's hearing you guys down there.
You fell out.
His call is Kilo Charlie 4 Echo November, Bob.
Yeah, I know, Bob. It's just a matter of time. It'll improve. Yeah, no.
Okay, give me your call again. Make sure we got it right.
There's Kilo Quebec for Echo November.
Kilo Quebec for Echo November?
That's a roger.
Okay, Reed, you copied that time, right, Bob?
Bob,
okay, Reed,
I'm going to put you down here
next in line after Curtis. We're going to go ahead and drop down to Curtis out of Alabama and see what he's got to add tonight. So stand by, Reed, and we'll be back to you. This is KG4ZXC, W4CLF. Come on in.
Yeah, good evening for the net. 53 degrees, clear skies. Expecting showers tomorrow, but just been a pleasant day here today. I think we actually made it to 70 degrees. But showers coming tomorrow, but hey, what can I say? I'm going to take what it gives me today, my day. Hey, thanks for having me today. I'm going to be short time. I'm going to wait for a while too, but just want to quick season on the short period of time and put my call out there and get recognition. All you guys are sounding great. Alabama 73, thanks for people with Charlie in the front. Back to next and stuff.
Hey, well, very good there, Curtis, and always good to have you check in with us. Good to know that we're being heard down in Alabama. Must be a long propagation night because I'm a KG4ZXC out of Pennsylvania here in the Allegheny Mountains. So, hey, thanks, Curtis.
25 over that go round.
Wow. Yeah, you're about the same here. I had to turn the attenuation down. Probably would have been more if I let you blow out the front end of this radio. Hey, but very good. Thanks, Curtis.
73.
Alright, 73. Go ahead with W4CLF, Alabama, Curtis. Thank you for being there. Alright, Mr. Reed, out of North Carolina, KQ4, Echo November. Come on in.
Yes, I do. Jesse, appreciate the. You know, I've been on here like two or three times, and I'm gonna come back. And my name's Reed, and and I'd like to comment on the Rick Rittenhouse thing. The whole world sees, you know, what the left is, what it is, and they. Black BLM is a criminal organization, and they created it by Obama in his cabinet, which is, I'm going to name John Kerry and Eric Holder, and now we're finding out that Fauci is in, yeah, he's in deep with the bad stuff, and I can hear Robert a little bit. I didn't get him. I want to ask him if he needs to be called Rob or Robert. But anyway, I hear him. He's in Ohio. And I'm going to take my time. I'm going to do, I'm going to say some wicked stuff here. But y'all used to it. And I hope they have in the Rittenhouse trial. You know, they're threatening, the Black Lives Matter are threatening, you know, riots and stuff if they don't get some black people stuff. You know, well, there weren't no black people involved. And, what in the world? Yeah, well, I don't know enough about it to talk, but it just doesn't make sense. It's just, well, anyway, I like, your guys keep on telling it like it is, and I can't listen. It's like a sore thumb. I don't want a sore thumb, and it's, there you go. I'm tired of it. This is KQ4EN.
Okay, a standby comment. I agree with you. I feel you because I know exactly what you're going through when it comes to putting up with this just outlandish mess that's going on around us. All right, Reed, stand by. We got a comment, so come in. Take it away.
Yeah, put the trust in Jesus Christ, God Almighty, not the government and the Pasquato that's running this country. Everything she wants happening.
You know, choice words.
I hear you.
Curtis, and it's crazy what's going on around us, and everybody has lost their faith in the younger generation, and it's up to us older fellows and women and children, and everybody that has the Christian faith should actually try to live by it the best we can and promote it the best we can without cramming it down somebody's throat like Democrats. But that's my personal opinion. Thanks, Curtis. Hey, this is KQ4ZXIC, and it is the bottom of the list. Let's see, do we have anyone else before I head to the top? Call now. Okay, I think I heard a gym in Ohio. Bob, can you copy him better? Okay, Jim, I'm going to struggle to try to pull you out. One more time, sir. Okay, Jim, the band is very squirrely right now. I'm hearing signals go up and down, so I'm not being able to pull you out completely right at the moment. But if you'll give us a couple check-ins here, rotations here with a couple of the other guys, I'll try to get back to you and see if we can pull you out better, okay?
All right,
This is KG4ZXC, and I do apologize if I do not pull you out. The band's starting to shift around a little bit. So let's move it to the top. This is Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm Jesse, KG4ZXC, out of the Liberty Cross State of Pennsylvania once again for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and you can catch us on libertynetradio.org. Don't type in anything else. No telling what you find. So keep it simple and radio net, got it one more time. That's libertynetradio.org, guys. And thanks, Paul, if you're out there recording. Hope the band's holding up. All right, this is KG4ZXC. Paul, take it away. KHJOY.
Joe Biden, breathes new power into OSHA's authority. no matter how thin patients wear. And if you remember, Joe Biden said, my patient is getting thin. Tough shit, Joe. So that is from the Fifth Circuit Court. They are basically saying Joe Biden overstepped his boundaries. OSHA cannot impose that. Done. So that is the ruling from the Fifth Circuit. The next will be the Supreme Court. So back to you, Jesse.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I did not read that story, Bob, but that's great to know, and glad you brought that up. Yeah, appreciate that. Let's go, Brandon. I tell you what, it's a crazy world that we live in. 2 years ago, I never well thought this would had escalated to this point. Hey, very good. Bob K-8-J-O-Y out of Voter Frost, Ohio. This is KG4 out of the Voter Frost State, Pennsylvania. Moving down the list, K-O-4-F-E, Mr. Bill. Come on in.
Okay, KG4-CXV, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Okay, Jesse, well, we got can't go through the net without some race news, and here's an unbelievable story. Here's a case where white people get fired from a job even though they're not even getting paid. Listen to this. Equity concerns lead to a mass firing of museum volunteers. In the name of furthering the cause of racial equity, the Art Institute of Chicago, known by the acronym in this article as Alpha India Charlie, recently fired all of its 122 active docents. I guess that's another term for volunteers. 82 of which worked as volunteer educators and tour guides, and the remaining 40 of whom were employed as unpaid greeters for school groups. So these people weren't even getting paid. They were just volunteering to help the museum. So anyway, it says in a letter explaining why their services were no longer required, Veronica Stein, who incidentally, I haven't heard anything that she's going to resign her job to let some racial equity take place. But anyway, she's the AIC woman board executive director of learning and public engagement group. This is her speaking. As a civic institution, we acknowledge our responsibility to rebuild the volunteer educator program in a way that allows community members of all income levels to participate, respond to issues of class and income equity, and does not require financial flexibility to participate. Anyway, it says, notwithstanding the ostensible beneficence of Stein's bureaucratic jargon, its brutal meaning in plain English is that the existing volunteers, some of whom had worked at the museum for decades, were too white and too affluent to deserve continued employment. Staff, Stein enthused, will design the models for educator recruitment, training, and assessment, identifying and dismantling barriers that have historically limited participation. The outgoing employees would therefore be replaced by a smaller but more diverse staff of professionals who would be paid $25 an hour. So they got rid of the volunteer white people who were trying to help the museum, and they're going to get rid of all of them and then hire non-whites at $25 an hour to take those same positions. I mean, talk about, I don't even call it reverse discrimination. It's anti-blatant, anti-white discrimination. Anyway, the article continues. It says, all current volunteer educators, Stein wrote, adding insult to injury as she ushered them through the exit, are invited to apply for paid museum educator positions and would be provided with complimentary membership through 2023, as well as exclusive access to two annual lectures presented at the museum. Well, I'll tell you what, if I was one of those volunteers, I'd tell her where to put those memberships and excuse me, and annual lectures. I'd tell her to put them where the sun doesn't shine. It says, as a general matter, I'm strongly supportive of efforts to correct the current racialization of museum employment, in which only the lesser positions, room guards, cafeteria, janitorial staff, are disproportionately staffed by black employees. This occupational imbalance arguably affects the perceptions of both black and white children attending museums as two divergent black and white societal roles. Anyway, it says nationally, museum volunteers or docents, I've never heard that term, are about two-thirds female and 80% white, only 5% are African-American. These lopsided demographics can cause museums particular embarrassment when they exhibit the work of minorities. A lack of representation can also produce examples of unintended racial insensitivity. Alice Shaw reported the transgression she observed when she worked as a visitor assistant at Boston's Museum of Contemporary Art. White docents, it seems, sometimes had difficulty answering race-related questions from black students. Well, anyway, says, nonetheless, I'm profoundly troubled by AIC's unnecessary heavy-handed decision to fire its volunteers, not to mention its callous treatment of a loyal and dedicated workforce whose competence was not at issue. After all, many museums have been grappling with issues of representation for years and have made valuable progress without resorting to such draconian measures. So anyway, the museum is getting rid of white people who volunteered to help the museum, and they're going to pay blacks and other non-whites $25 an hour to do the same jobs. So I don't know. I'd say to hell with these museums. I wouldn't step my foot in any one of them. They're probably all saturated with quote cards. But anyway, they're going to say that blacks should work in the black area and Latinos work in the Latino areas. But do white people get to work in areas where there's art made by white people? Probably not. That would be racist. But anyway, so there you go. White volunteers get fired, and the museum's going to pay non-whites $25 an hour to do the same job. Geez, pretty soon they're going to be firing all white people. By the way, this is going, I mean, if they fire volunteers, why would they not fire white people who are getting paid a salary? Makes you wonder. So anyway, by the way, Jesse, your signal's back up to 40 over. I'm hearing most of the other stations, they're down low, maybe 5 over at most, but I'm copying. Bob is copyable, but he's just above the noise level, so the band seems to be improving a little bit, but I am hearing you, Jesse. You're back. I don't know what happened. You started out at 35 over, then you dropped down to about 5 over. Now you're up to 40 over, so this band's all over the damn clock tonight. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Hey, you're very good, Bill. And yeah, the bayonets did that. You drop down to about the same and then pick back up. So you're holding pretty solid, though, throughout the night. So good to know that we're still being heard. And hey, thanks, Bill. Always a pleasure hearing from you and everything you bring to the table. And yeah, it wouldn't be much of a liberty net if we didn't have a little story about white supremacy problem we have here in this country. I wonder what these people are going to do when they ain't no white people left to fix anything. Hey, this is KG4ZXT. That was a kind of a messed up statement, wasn't it? But, you know, unfortunately, I don't see a whole lot of anything else getting fixed by much of anybody else. So, hey, Bill, KL4FE, Clint, Mr. Clint, I'm Michigan, KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo. You still with us, Clint?
This one here, I just sent this to the IM. Soldiers ready to go, who will come locked and loaded to the next school board meeting. The black militia activist Malik Austin said during a Fort Worth, Texas school board meeting, he is ready to go. And loaded to the next meeting in order to enforce the status quo of anti-white racism. Austin made the threatening comment.
Has been engaged with the White House been negative to the pandemic for several weeks now. Well, Garcia went on to dismiss opposition to the NFPA's letter seeking political prosecution of its opponents by invoking the supposed threat of violent concerns parents posed to left-wing school boards, despite no more than a small handful of arrests occurring at board meetings, usually apparent for interrupting proceedings. In talks over several weeks with White House staff, they requested additional information on some of the specific threats. So the letter also details many of the incidents that have been occurring, end quote, wrote the NFPA interim executive director, Chip Slavin, in another email. John, the NFPA Central Regional Director, criticized the group's letter calling for political persecution, committing that the NFPA should have deliberated internally before accusing CRT critics of terrorism and demanding the federal government empowered under the regime of diversity and multiculturalism if the Black Lives Matter revolution is successful. So, I don't know if you guys heard about that, but I'm going on at the meeting. These guys are violent. These are domestic terrorists, and the FBI was going to, they'd rather go after soccer moms because they're easier to take down and arrest. They don't put up much opposition. They're not going to be as violent. And they bring snacks with them. Snacks and goodies. So these domestic terrorists, well, obviously, they're not going to be as easy to take over. So the pretty boys. Anyways, with that, I'm going to pass it back to you, Bobby. It's good to hear everybody out here. And just those that can, I try to understand here. Anyway, you guys have a wonderful night. God bless. You have a great day.
Hey, well, very good, Clint, and, you know, it's good to hear you. Band's starting to shift around a little bit anyway. We copy about, I'm going to say about 80% of that. But, yeah, you know, it's pretty bad when, you know, you're threatened by other individuals over a CRS, critical race theory, yeah. I'll tell you what, these people are out of their freaking minds, and that's the best way I can put it, and be polite about it, because, you know, they're obsessed. This is a cult. It's just pure evil is the best way I can describe it. But, hey, Clint, God bless. You too, sir, and thanks for being here tonight. Always a pleasure. So, Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo, clear with you. And that's clear with Clint out of Michigan. This is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Did you copy most of that, Mom?
I did copy it on the SDR, but I got to at least say something. When I clicked on that link that Clint put there, it just, my computer went nuts. It locked it up. It keeps on wanting passwords that I can't come up with, and I'm not putting them in. So I can just hear him talk about that group that wants to come in and be a bully, but the link really drove my computer nuts.
Yeah, they've gotten pretty slick. I know a lot of people do not have internet, and maybe it's a good thing because they've been redirecting, they've been shutting websites down if you click on certain links. They are doing everything in their power to shut down information here in this country, ladies and gentlemen, and it's something everybody needs to be aware of. You cannot trust everything that is going on right now, neither. So be careful what websites you do go to, because so many are already creating viruses just to stop you in your tracks. So thanks, Bob, for that information. I'm glad I know that. I won't go to the website immediately without going through a VPN and all. So hopefully I won't have no problem next go around. All right, Bob. Thanks, sir.
All righty. Well, thank you, Clint. I heard you 100% on the SDR, and it's a shame that the FBI won't go after armed thugs, but they will hassle the moms that want to protect their children.
Yeah, I think he's already left there. Bob, you're absolutely right. They'll threaten parents, but I tell you what, the FBI has gone absolutely crazy too. I'll go into that later. Thanks, Bob.
All righty, carry on.
Hey, moving down the list, this is Winston Knight, living at MKG4ZXC. Moving down to Mr. Gary out of New Jersey, WB2. Oh, good golly. Excuse me. WB2JAX, come on in.
Okay, Jesse, KG4ZXNC. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha X-ray, if anybody can hear me. Out of New Jersey, name is Gary. Okay, so got that out of the way. I'm not going to hold it too long because I can't hear nothing. The fellows from Coates and Lee down in the south, I can hear them a little bit better than almost everybody else. But I'm using the Pennsylvania SDR to hear most of the fellows. Okay, one thing I'm going to point out. The Oklahoma, I think I quote that from Mo. The Oklahoma National Guard, they just refused to get the vaccine, and now they're, I guess, classified as a militia. Well, welcome to America. When you refuse, and I hope everybody who can hear me understands, refuse the vaccine and take your chances, because this stuff is going to go away rapidly. There's so many lawsuits out now, and I tell you, we're going to get back this country little by little, but it's going to happen. These criminals are going to get indicted, every one of them. And at FBI, you can take a dump, buddy. FBI and the CIA, who's monitoring this frequency, and what we're saying is you can all go to hell. Okay, so back to you, Jesse. I'm sorry to say I got a little carried away. Oh, Aaron Rodgers, the football player for Green Bay, I give him credit. I like that guy. He just stood there and he's growing his hair. He's a hairy man. Oh, my God, I'm getting cuckoo. All right, KG4ZXNC, WB2JAX.
Hey, very good. Thanks, Gary. Excuse me. All right, yeah, I got my little coughing spree there. All right, thanks, Gary. WB2JAX. I'm in New Jersey. Thank you, sir. And I appreciate you being here. All right, I wanted to make one comment real quick about those FBI. That is your new Gestapo guys. They tried to implement the ASHRAEN to their Gestapo regime, but they seem to have failed on that process. I guess they're only stuck with the DOJ's FBI and maybe the CIA and NSA before too long, but I'm just waiting to see who else is going to get involved in that circus act. All right, let's see. Mr. Moe, out of Nebraska, KD0RSA, are you copying anything out there? Mr. Moe, KD0RSA, I'll copy, sir. Bob, give him a call. Just see if he hears you now.
All righty. Mr. Moe, KD0RSA, KAJOY. The band is not doing as well. Do you hear me? Over. Nothing heard, Mr. Jesse.
Okay, yeah, I think the band's starting to finally shift around, so we'll try to keep this short and sweet, man. Hey, clear with KD0RSA, Mr. Mo out of Nebraska. K4POW, Mr. Josh out of Georgia. The band's shifting. If you got a copy on me, come on in and make a transmission. Okay, I guess we lost Mr. Josh also, so I'll put another star beside his name. Good to have you aboard, Josh, if you copy. So, K4POW out of Georgia, that was Josh out of Savannah, Georgia. Clear with you. AB4CJ, Cyrus, Alabama, he already signed off. So, WD8AYC, Mr. Rick out of Beaufort, Ohio. Come on in if you're still with us. I'm hearing nothing from Rick now, so WD8AYC, one last call before we move on down the list. Okay, I'm hearing nothing on Mr. Rick, so hey, if you're out there, Rick, and you copy, God bless, take care, and hope to hear you Saturday night. WD8AYC, clear with you. And W4CLF, Curtis, out of Alabama. You still with us?
Oh, yeah. And just to let Mr. Gary up there in Jersey know, I had a good copy on him as well. Yeah, I'm not reading any text tonight, but, yes, the, if you're common, minded person like myself, which I believe everybody here is on the Liberty Net, yeah, it's just a mixture of the GOP and the Democrats, but it all ties back into the Independents. I mean, you gotta look at it this way. Mr. Bush is the one that says, "Welcome to the New World Order."
Well, you know, Curtis, that is exactly correct. It does. It leads back to them, and they've been trying to take over this country for a long time. And I tell you what, it's starting to look pretty grim.
Well, I mean, you know, it was the NWO that killed President Kennedy as well, because that was what he was going to unleash to the citizens of the United States of America. Kennedy was a great president, even though he was a Democrat, but he was a conservative Democrat. And he was going to unveil the NWO, and that's the reason that they killed him, was to stop it. And they've been building it all these years since then. And the gentleman that was talking about what was going on up in the museums up there, well, the reason that being is because the NWO is destroying the past history. I mean, if you go back and look, the United States Revolution War is not even in history books anymore. It's amazing how the American population from the started getting real bad in the mid 90s, early to mid 90s, dumbing down the younger generation from knowing the past, because all the elders, I mean, just look at the COVID virus itself. The COVID virus was actually man-made. Everybody knows that. It was man-made to kill off the elder. Why? It's because the elder remember the past. And that's quite simple. And the young generation, they could survive if they were to be a blue dot war brought upon among us. They couldn't survive it without the elders.
Oh my gosh, yo, wow. Mr. Curtis, I couldn't have had any better, because, yeah, I tell you what, if it wasn't for me and the misses, I think
think everybody around here would starve.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I'm a country boy now. I can live in a cardboard box, or actually, I can live in a bulk over pine sapling in the woods and make shelter and live off the land. But, you know, that's just me. I know the wife couldn't follow the footsteps, but maybe she could adjust. I'm not sure, but that's more than likely where I'll be headed to for long. I'm a hard hitter. And never underestimate an old dog from learning new tricks.
Hey, well, very good. And you know what, Curtis, you're on the money. And you know, Hank Williams said it best: a country boy can survive. Hey, very good. You got anything else before I move down to Mr. Reed? So you're on deck, Reed. Anything else, Curtis?
I'm back to net.
Hey, very good. And thank you for being here. I agree 100%. Oh, man. Thank you for that. That made my night. Hey, W4CLF out of Alabama. God bless you, Curtis, and the family down there. Thank you for Echo November. Mr. Reed out of North Carolina. Come on in. Mr. Reed, did you leave us, sir? If you did, I didn't hear nothing the last go-round. One last try. How about KQ4 Echo November? Come on in if you're still here, Reed. Okay, I'm hearing nothing from Mr. Reed. So, hey, we are at the bottom of the list, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm KQ4ZXE for the Wednesday night Liberty Net going into the 73 round. So, anyone else got any final comments while we go down the list? Now's the time to make your final comments. And so, moving up to Scott, K88JOY, Mr. Bob. It goes to you, sir.
Phone here, and I have another little piece of information. So the good old $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. I will say, Mr. Reed was talking about the Kyle incident, and they're threatening to riot. Well, Kenosha does not have a set of balls. If they don't say, we will cut you down like dirt and start trying no matter what the outcome is. They cannot let the justice system be led by thugs. That's what they're doing, is allowing thugs, including our president. Nevertheless, $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. The word infrastructure, roads and bridges. $110 billion for roads and bridges. That's about 9% of the bill. It's called the infrastructure bill. That's bullcrap. $39 billion for public transit. $66 billion in passenger and freight rail. Now, the railroads, they are a company that are definitely making money. $7.5 billion for electric vehicles. $65 billion internet access. I'm telling you, I don't know anybody that doesn't have internet access. But they say it's racial because not everybody that comes around do not have internet. The black and brown people have more telephones in their hands than the white man. I can tell you that honestly. I have four people that are black and brown over, and they're on their phones. I take their phone calls and say, I need to talk to you. And they pick up another phone and call out. I only got one. Okay, let's see. $65 billion in modernizing the electric grid. Well, remember, President Trump said no shiny parts for the electric grid. Guess what I'll send you to the administration about. And last but not least, $25 billion in airports. Those SOBs are making their money hand over fist. I can think from the email. $59 round trip ticket for United Airlines. I go online, arrange the ticket for myself, and go to Houston for $554. I don't know where the $59 flight is, but it ain't anywhere that I'm going. So, Jesse, thank you for running the net. I'll ride along to the end. And, Mr. Paul, thank you.
Hey, well, very good, Bob. And yeah, you hit it on the money. All this money is nothing but funneled into the pockets of these crooks. And I'll just leave it at that because we all know what they are. Thank you, Bob. God bless. KAJOY out of Ohio. Alright, that's the Saturday Night Liberty net controller, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope everybody is also there this Saturday. So 10 o'clock, and also can tune in on Liberty Net Radio and go to the chat room and have a discussion there as well. So libertynetradio.org. Alright, Mr. Bill, let's go to you. KO4FE, take it away, Bill.
Okay, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Well, you know, I just go through these stories, and here we got another race story. This one off of, well, I used to just refer to them as MSLSD. They call themselves MSNBC. I'm going to switch that to MSCRT for Critical Race Theory, and you'll figure this out real quick once I get into this story. Here's a headline, Gateway Pundit. MSNBC hosts attacks so-called racist trucking industry populated by a lot of white men who overwhelmingly voted for Trump. Here, this is a discussion where they're talking about the shortage of truck drivers and the problems with the supply chain, but it's not a matter of hiring more truck drivers. The problem, according to these two 13% women, is that it's got too many white people driving trucks. Anyway, here's the article. It says, MSCRT host Tiffany Cross this weekend attacked white truckers as aggressive, dangerous drivers who overwhelmingly voted for Trump. Cross says there's a lot of racism in the trucking industry because it's mainly white men over the age of 55. I don't know, I've seen a lot of black truck drivers. I've never once heard of a company not hiring a black to drive a truck if he was qualified, especially during the fracking boom when they were trying to get every driver they could. But anyway, she says this is an industry populated by a lot of white men over age 55. This group of people overwhelmingly voted for Trump. Some people have talked about, you know, aggressive truck drivers cutting them off and not being helpful. Cross said there would be less racism and better drivers if more blacks worked in the trucking industry. Yeah, blacks are so much better drivers than these aggressive white guys that probably accidents would drop by half in the trucking industry if we just had more black people, more black drivers. She says, so obviously the more populated it is with people of color, I think you'll see less of that. So, yeah, the blacks won't be aggressive. I mean, everybody knows that. I mean, when have you ever seen an aggressive black person? It's hard to find. I mean, you never see it in the news stories. You can look high and low. You never see black acting aggressive, so I guess if they're truck drivers, it'll be strictly all unicorns and rainbows out on the turnpikes and highways and interstates. So anyway, Jesse, thanks for running the net. Your signal's up and down slightly. It didn't. I think you dropped down to 30 over, but you're still blasting in. Bob has come up a little bit, and some of the other ones, I don't know, I'm copying most of the stations, even the ones that are difficult to copy. But anyway, so 73's everyone that checked in. Hopefully this band will get straightened out by this weekend. It was pretty good for a while, but I don't know what this is, a weird situation. Signals are up, then they're down, then they come back up, then they kind of fade down a little bit. I don't know. The ionosphere is really unstable. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KZ4ZXC, LibertyNet, KO4FE.
It's Mother Nature.
Yes, sir, it is Mother Nature. All right. Hey, well, thank you, sir, for that comment, for sure. Mother Nature has its own way of doing things, that's for sure. Hey, Mr. Bill, well, very good. And, yeah, you know, I did read that article, and, you know, we can't have these racist truck drivers on the road. I don't know what their objective is anymore. Are they out to run everybody off the road, or are they gonna paint their truck the wrong color? I don't know. Oh, the pure lunacy and this whole craziness. Hey, Bill, God bless. Take care, and you have the family have a great evening, sir, and thanks for being here tonight.
Yeah, me too, Bill. Thank you. That's good.
Hey, let's see. WB2GAX, Mr. Gary, it looks like it goes down to you. I gotta get that SDR off. Okay, Jesse, KG4ZXNC, WB2JAX. I'm not gonna say too much because the band is crappy tonight, but I have to make one comment about Curtis. JFK, I think, was the start of us really putting up with what we know is evil, and it was another, 9/11 was the next thing that was evil, and we didn't do a thing about it, and now we're paying the price. So I'm going to get the phone to you, Jesse. I hear you pretty good. The rest of everybody, I'm using the SDR. So back to you, KG4ZXC, WB2JAX. Okay, very good, Gary, and hey, you have a blessed night, and I can't wait to hear you again Saturday, so hey, make sure you keep everything going, and you and the family take care, okay?
All right, Jesse, good to hear you again. Thanks for taking the net.
No problem, Gary. All right, God bless. Declare WB2JAX, and Mr. Mo, I'm going to give you one last try to see if we can hear you. Out of Nebraska, KZ0RSA, you still with us, Mo?
KZ0RSA, well, I had to make a trip down the alley here.
Anyway, why, you guys are a little bit too young to remember history clear back this, but if we didn't have Truman, if Truman would
have
supported
back there when he should have, we wouldn't have the trouble that we're having now with CCP. This CCP thing is giving this country a bunch of trouble in these computers and what have you, and also in this vaccine. That they're this shot that they're talking about. So if Truman would have done what he should have done, and would have supported Carson MacArthur back then, I don't think we'd have the CCP. KD0RSA, back to that over.
Hey, well, very good, Mo, and yeah, I kind of thought you might have been in there still. So, hey, always good to hear you, Mo. And you're right. There's you know, some of us are a little younger than the others, but one thing I did learn how to do was read history books, even
even when they weren't part of the local library system in the public education department there, because we've been lied to for a long time, and our history's been eroded away now for some time. And it's up to the elderly and the older folks to continue to drive with history. Maybe we can keep it at bay. And for China, I hate China. I can't stand. And they're pulling a new stunt, Mo. If you look at the packaging, they'll put a flag, American flag, on there, and it's still made in China. So you gotta be careful what you buy anymore. I bought a product the other day, and I'll be dang if it wasn't Chinese made. It made me so mad I wanted to take it back, but unfortunately, you can't get nothing anymore in the United States because corporate America has sold us out to China, and everything's made over there. So, and quality control ain't worth a darn, so here we go. Hey, Mo, God bless you, sir. Always a pleasure hearing from you, sir. You take care out there.
Keep your powder dry.
I sure will, Mo, and you're booming in right now. The signal band is definitely long. So take care, Mo. Let's see. I guess, Mr. Curtis, are you the only one left on the frequency? W4CLF on the list. Are you still with me?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Jesse. I'm still here. Another cute bit of history. Jesse, do you know who was standing at the corner of the ER when they brought President Kennedy to the ER after being shot in the head? Over.
I was going to say senior, but I am not. But we know senior had his hands all over this. In the first place, but no, there's somebody else I'm thinking of. The other individual in their comment, senior as well, but I can't recall. I wanted to say, who was the guy that took over the presidency? My brain is working overtime here.
George
Allen Monroe.
I'm standing on the corner to confirm that President Kennedy was dead for the NWO.
There's a double there. The individual said Marilyn Monroe. Stand by 1 second. Who did you say there?
It was George Bush standing at the corner to confirm that President Kennedy was dead to the NWO.
You know, if I'm, I believe you're absolutely correct. Yeah, Senior was the one who orchestrated it, as well as had to verify he was dead, because they had the vice president just waiting to be sworn in.
That is correct. And my last transmit for tonight would be, keep your faith in Jesus Christ, and it's time for God-fearing men to do bad things. Stand up for your country. Keep your powder dry. 73, Whiskey Fort, Charlie Lima.
Hey, well, Curtis, you've said a mouthful right there. And, we have to take matters in our own hands and fix the problem.
Even though that's what I've been saying for years.
Exactly what most people would think. Hey, God bless. Take care, Curtis, and always good to hear you. So, W4CLF, clear with you. Hey, who was the other station?
I agree 100%, and I just agree, and I wholeheartedly agree.
Did you copy him, Jesse?
Stand by, Larry.
Okay, after that, I do agree.
Okay, the one that's saying I agree, I'm sorry, I missed your call. Uh-oh, the band just shifted again. That individual that was agreeing there, give me your call again to make sure I get you back on the list here.
A gentleman just made the comment he's trying to get your call, sir.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I just agree. I 100% agree.
Okay.
Yeah, what is your call?
I 100% agree, and that's all I'm going to say about it, but I do agree.
Hey, well, very good. Hey, well, thank you, sir, and this is KG4ZXC. Mr. Larry, in 4ROQ. Come on in.
Thank you, thank you. Sorry getting in here kind of late. Did hear some comments. I want to make comments about John F. Kennedy there. Of course, he was heavily addicted to drugs. He had a fellow that went with him to give him I can't remember the name of that certain drug that he was addicted to, but it was really rough stuff. But he was pretty much a drug addict. He could not function without some powerful drugs in him all the time. And also, there's a pretty good justification to say that his affairs with Marilyn Monroe, that caused her to be killed, whether it was him or his administration. Someone knocked her off because she knew too much from having an affair with him. About different things. So that's pretty much known that he was involved in the Marilyn Monroe killing there. So, and he backed out on the Bay of Pigs. So I don't really consider him to be that good of a president, but he had to go. His Johnson there, that the next president wanted his job worse than he did, and possibly was involved in having him knocked off. Anyway, that's some of my things that I found out about JFK. There's I've been watching China. China is really about to hit us hard here, and people aren't really waking up to China. Here's some images. This is USA Today. They built models of U.S. ships. And it shows them here in the USA Today. Satellite images appear to show China has built mock-ups of U.S. Navy aircraft carriers and destroyers in its northwestern desert. This is coming, this is from Beijing. Satellite images show China has built mock-ups of the U.S. Navy aircraft carrier and destroyers in its northwestern desert, possibly for practice for a future naval clash as tensions rise between the nations. China has massively upgraded its military in recent years, and its capability and intentions are increasingly concerning to the United States as tensions rise over the South China Sea, Taiwan, and military supremacy in the Indo-Pacific. And also, China has bought up most of the South, the large farms, and they're continuing to buy a lot of their large companies. So we do owe a bunch of debt to China, their government itself. So China's about to eat her lunch with their military port out in California. So they're shipping whatever they want to ship in. Not sure how much of that gets looked at through coming in, you know, to through the port there. So who knows what they're bringing in? Maybe arms. The images captured by a Colorado-based satellite imagery company, Maxar Technologies, dated Sunday, show the outlines of a U.S. aircraft carrier and at least one destroyer sitting on a railway track. Maxar identified the location as Ruoying, a Taklamakan desert country in the northwestern Xishang region. The independent of U.S. Naval Institute said on its website that the mock-up of U.S. ships were part of a new target range developed by the People's Liberation Army. It wasn't clear from the images how many details have been included in the apparent targets, although USNI said it had identified features on the destroyer, including its tunnels and weapons systems. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said at a daily briefing Monday that he had no information about the images, saying, "I'm not aware of the situation you mentioned. China's massive military upgrade has emphasized countering the U.S. and other countries' naval forces. That including the development of land, sea, and air-launched missiles to repel and possibly sink opposing vessels, expressed most emphatically by the land-based DF-21D ballistic missile known as the Carrier Killer. Recent months have been a substantial increase in Chinese military flights just southwest of Taiwan, the self-governing island republic claimed by Beijing, in which it threatens to annex by force. Washington provides Taiwan with much of its weaponry, and U.S. law requires that it ensures the island can defend itself and treats threats to it as matters of grave concern. The images released by Maxar came amid growing concerns over the possibility of military conflict between the world's two biggest economies, who are at odds over a litany of political and economic issues. The Pentagon this month issued a report saying China is expanding its nuclear force much faster than U.S. officials predicted just a year ago. It appears designed to enable Beijing to match or surpass U.S. global power by mid-century, the report said. U.S. defense officials have said they are increasingly wary of China's intentions, largely with regard to the status of Taiwan. The PLA's involved capabilities and concepts continue to strengthen China's ability to fight and win wars against a strong enemy, a likely euphemism for the United States. China's Navy and Coast Guard are also adding new vessels at a record pace, concentrating them in the South China Sea, the strategic waterway that China claims virtually in its entirety. And that's, of course, right beside of Japan through there. And Japan is trying to build up, and they're pretty much alarmed at what's happening there in that South China Sea. And we are also, so... we'll just have to see. And also, just not long ago, they put in 100 ballistic missiles. We saw that through satellite images, nuclear ballistic missiles in China just a little while ago, and they're still working on that complex now. So we'll watch these people. Anything can happen at any time, especially with some dummies like we got in the running the country now, called the Socialist Democrats. So back to you up there, Jesse, from Larry in Tennessee, N4ROQ.
Okay, thank you, Larry. And wow, yeah, I briefly caught a little bit of that article about them using training battleships out in their desert to practice on. But I'm going to tell you, this general that we have right now, this Wolf General, I can't think of his name for the life of me, McKenzie or something like that. I can't remember. But he's one of them armchair generals, of course. But, you know, he made a comment the New World Order is going to be run by, everything is going to be running by China. So I'm afraid our military is already sold out, and I'm really hating it, because I have a feeling that we have been betrayed even by our own military at this point. But Mr. Larry, always a pleasure hearing from you, and let me ask and see if there's anyone else that's got any cracks, groans, moans, or comments they want to add before we get ready to shut the net down for tonight.
And don't get fooled by the propaganda. That's before CLF. And while you're at it, just look up Dark Eagle. Look up the Dark Eagle.
Hey, Jesse, why don't you run through one time real quick?
Dark evil. Actually, I will do that when I get back in front of a computer here. Even my computers have gone on strike for me, so I've only got one left that works. Hey, well, dark evil it is. Thanks, thank you, Curtis.
Yes, sir. Jesse, everybody on the net will enjoy it. A lot of education things out there, but don't fall for the propaganda that our military has turned against us. Maybe some of the armchair generals, as you say. I mean, that was something else Obama did back before the end of his administration. He trashed all the older high-ranking officers, opt them out to early out or take a discharge. So, yeah, and the high rank, yes, but maybe 20 to 30% will follow the order. 73 to each and every one on the net. Whiskey 4, Charlie and Emma Fox, I'm out.
Hey, Jesse, why don't you make a real quick run through one more time?
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I'll be glad to. All right, let's see. Anyone else before I go back to the top of the list? Okay, Bob, it goes back up to you because you are at the top of the list. This is KG4ZXC. Over to you, Bob.
All righty, since Larry got in kind of late, I thought it'd be kind of fun to go one more time.
100%.
I've got a real quick one, Jesse.
I do agree with everything that
you
said, and I
name three things that don't hang themselves.
I agree, and I'll just be taking the standby listening, but I do agree 100%.
Themselves.
Three things that don't sell. I have to think about that.
Three things that don't hang. H-A-S-G, hang themselves.
Oh, hang themselves. Okay, I was picking up the static crash I came across. Good gosh. Yeah, go ahead, tell me.
This will be my 73 round for a riddle. Three things that don't hang themselves.
Many times.
Christmas ornament,
totally
drywall,
agree.
And Jeff Epstein.
I guess you're right.
What?
Well, you know, they had to kill Epstein because he surely didn't hang himself.
Roger, roger. I had to go another round, so I'll let you run through it quick so we can pick up one more comment from Larry. And,
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I just agree.
Okay,
and,
okay,
I've been listening for a while, and I agree everything that's being said here, and I've been monitoring it, and I've been
talking
over it. I've been thinking about it, and I just agree 100%.
I show him offline on the net logger.
Okay, roger, roger. All right, clear with Mr. Bob again, and KO4MP is left. KCH, Echo Hotel Romeo, Mr. Quinn, you still with us? Okay, hearing nothing from Quinn. WB2JAX, Mr. Gary, are you still with us?
Yeah, Jesse, KG4ZXCWB2JAX. Yeah, I got nothing else, really. I just want to sign off. I'm watching these idiots on the network TV. I got a TV here in the shack. And I tell you, those people, NBC, CBS, and Channel 7, the ABC, they all suck. Because they're all hypocrites on there, they make fun of all kind of baloney they should be serious about. But that's my only point to bring back. So, back to you, Jesse. Go ahead.
Hey, very good, Gary. And, I'd probably throw that TV out by now myself just because I can't stand watching the news media outlets at all anymore. Because you're right, they're a bunch of idiots. And they don't, I tell you, we need a takeover of all the networks because their propaganda machines have got to stop.
Exactly true. That's all they do. And I tell you, one of the worst ones is on a Sunday listening to CBS and MSNBC or whatever you call it, NBC at the time. I guess it's shows I tune into. I tell you, want to make me throw up the way they're so biased for a takeover, like China will succeed if we don't really put up a real fight show.
Well, I concur 100% there, Garrick. It's amazing. All right, well, very good, and thanks again, Garrick. God bless, and take care of that, New Jersey. WD2KAX, clear with you. Mr. Moe in Nebraska, you got any final comments, sir?
KD0RSA, well, not many, I guess. As far as I'm concerned, this country has really went to pot in about, what, 9 months? For nine to 10 months, it's really went to pot. And we ain't seen nothing yet. This whole country hasn't seen nothing yet. So keep your powder dry. And don't shoot ammunition just for the fun of it. KD0RSA, back the net over.
Yeah, okay, Mo. Yeah, and I have took that advice to heart. I don't waste anything unless I have to. All right, very good, Mo. Out of beautiful Nebraska, that's KD0RSA, one of our longtime members of the Liberty Net. Thank you for being there. All right, K4POW, Mr. Josh, are you still with us? Okay, hearing nothing from Mr. Josh, AB4CJ, Cyrus, out of Alabama. I know he left the building. Rick, WD8AYC, are you still copy up there in Ohio? All right, standby break. WD8AYC, Rick, you still with us? Okay, hearing nothing. Clear with WD8, Mr. Rick out of Ohio, AYC. Before I go to Cruz, that station that came in there, go ahead.
This is AB4.
Join us Saturday night. We're always here. So take care, Cyrus, and God bless.
Light check.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning. It's morning here in Tennessee. The call sign is M4XYC, and the name is John, and I'm in Chattanooga. Over.
John out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, N4XYC. We got you in there as well. And thank you for coming by. If you give me a few minutes, we'd be down for you, not unless you got time to stick around.
That'll work. I'll be hanging around, N4XYC.
Okay, roger. Well, we'll be getting back to you here in just a short then. W4CLF, Mr. Curtis, do you got anything you would like to add?
Pretty much summed it up. I don't want to let all my secrets out. Hi. All right, Jesse, you guys have a great evening. I'm pushing to retire. I'm not really starting to know. I got company coming over the weekend. I got a few tidbits I need to tidy up before they get here. You gentlemen, have a great day. May the good Lord put the shields upon you. Keep your powder dry, keep your ears open, your eyes open, and
God have mercy on the blue dots. I see W4CLF from QSY. QRT. I'm not going anywhere but the med. QRT. See ya.
Hi, Mr. Curtis, and take care. God bless you too, you and the family. Out of Alabama, W4CLF, Curtis, same thing. KQ4EN, Mr. Reed, out of North Carolina, man shifted again. Are you still with us?
Well, I'm listening. Yeah, thank you for asking. I don't have any comments. I like to listen, and I like you guys. I appreciate it. There you go. It says KQ4EN.
Hey, no problem there, Mr. Reed. Hey, what part of North Carolina are you in?
I'm in Moxville, North Carolina, with an M.
Oh, my gosh. You're up there in Moxville. Okay. My buddy lives right down the street from you there in Statesville, right off 64.
You're Jesse, and you know, I had a hard time hearing you guys up in Pennsylvania, Ohio. I know Bob. I don't know where he likes to be called, Bob or Robert, but anyway, I listened, and I caught you guys tonight, and I tried to. I hear everything you said. I agree, and these guys are serious. You guys are in the Rittenhouse trials and all that confound doggone president we got just sad. So you guys, I love the Liberty Net, and I recently got on. I got online and I saw what days it comes. You guys, you carry on. It's super. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here. This is KQ4EN, Moxville, North Carolina.
Hey, well, Mr. Reed, I'm going to put a star over here beside you because I'm going to get my buddy to look you up in the future here. Hey, well, God bless you, sir. KQ4, Echo November, Mr. Reed, God bless. Mr. Larry, it goes back down to you, and come on in.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. Here's an article on USA Today regarding the Navy is going to revitalize their shipyards. It says Puget Sound Naval Shipyard in Washington is one of the four shipyards that must be modernized to meet the demands of the modern fleet. It starts out with Navy Inc. Contracts to revitalize shipyards. Bremerton, Washington, the U.S. Navy is slated to sink its first $8 billion into its plans to revitalize the Puget Sound Naval Shipyard and other docks and facilities in the Pacific. Five companies have inked contracts to compete for a decade's worth of work aimed at modernizing the docks, wharfs, and other infrastructure. The Navy uses Puget Sound to maintain its fleet. About 40% of the work entailed in the contracts will occur at the Bremerton Shipyard, with another 40% for Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard, and the rest at smaller Pacific bases. Rear Admiral John Korka, I guess, K-O-R-K-A, the Navy's chief civil engineer, noted that there are many regulatory hurdles to clear before the work can begin, including public outreach about the projects. But he said it was important to have the companies on board through that process. This will facilitate healthy competition and ultimately help us deliver the best solution we can
get out of here
for our Navy and our nation, said Corco, commander of Naval Facilities Engineering Command, the Navy's public works arm. The project's part of a two-decade effort to revamp and reconfigure the Navy's four public shipyards must be completed by 2029. Each of the five companies will receive a guaranteed base of $2 million. Funding will come from the Defense Department's military construction budget, Several of the projects are expected to be part of the once-in-a-century effort, as Quark had called it, one of the Navy's six dry docks. The Puget Sound will be obsolete in the next decade and could be overhauled to host the Navy's next generation of aircraft carriers, the Gerald Ford class, as well as the Virginia class of attack submarines and yet to be built Columbia class capable of carrying ballistic missiles. There are also concerns the shipyard is ill prepared for powerful earthquakes. The only dry dock at the Puget Sound shipyard capable of cradling an aircraft carrier, and one of only two in the Navy, needs some $667 million in seismic improvement. So they're worried about earthquakes. Anyway, my patient is having a bad night, so good, enjoying the network, and we'll try to get back when we can, Jesse, and guys, N4ROQ, back to net.
Hi, Mr. Lay. Well, God bless you, sir, and you have a good morning, what's left of it, and hope the best on everything. Hey, Doug, give my best to my mom and everybody, and we'll catch you Saturday night, I hope. So, N4ROQ out of Tennessee, 736. All right, moving down the list, this is KT4ZXC out of the Riverfront City of Pennsylvania, Jesse here. Moving down the list, N4XYC, Mr. John, come on in.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. It's 12:29 in East Tennessee tonight, and, you know, I just had, I had some thoughts. I've been following this trial and been following, a lot of media reports about how the left, how the media are nothing more than operatives for the Democratic Party now. We all know that. We know what time it is, and we know what bad liars they are. And, you know, it kind of occurred to me that if you were just to build about 100 protest signs. Just start building signs with, one by six or one by four, and putting a big sign on the end of it, and go down to your local television station and start protesting them about telling the truth for a change. You know, we find out they've been manipulating things going all the way back to Walter Cronkite, and that's a real shame. Actually, World War II. I heard something about the New York Times didn't want to report certain atrocities that were happening in Germany during World War II and so forth. But if you were to build 100 protest signs and go down to a local TV station and set up in a right-of-way, a state right-of-way, highway, and start protesting them, it'd probably scare the hell out of them. And also, you could also call advertisers. You know, sit down at newstime when the local television station, that's their bread and butter for their advertisers, and sit down and write a list of all their ads. Don't do anything, that would get yourself in trouble. And keep in mind, they're going to come after you. They're going to find out who you are. They're going to find out who your wife is. They're going to find out who your kids are. And they're going to threaten you. And but if you wanted to make a move, there you go. There's an idea. And build you 100 signs. And go to your local TV station, and I bet within 3 days you probably have 100 people down there with you protesting that station for all the lying that's going on in this country right now. It's just terrible. Something's got to happen. N4XYC, back to Nick.
All right, John. Yeah, that brings up a good thing that people can start doing. And yeah, these news outlets do need to be put in check. If somebody would start doing just like that, make some signs to get out there and start putting MSNBC as liars, or even for the local news networks, because you know they're following the lead of the mainstream the lamestream media, I should say. So and we need more action. We need people to get off their butt and start making some noise and quit backing down. I don't know how much more people can tolerate before something actually gives. But we just have to keep our heads held high, keep our powder dry, and keep God in our spirit. So, hey, Mr. John, God bless you, sir. Thanks for being here tonight. You got anything else you would like to add before we get ready to shut the net down?
Just think about how much times have changed. It was really Obama and his administration that radicalized the left. He was a community organizer, and basically what he did is he organized every community in America on his watch, and they set up all of these nonprofit organizations in each city, and there's probably dozens of them that are funded by George Soros and also funded by because of Obama and the other Democrats. And I'm sure this big package that Pelosi and Schumer are trying to get passed through right now, that a lot of that's going to go towards fighting us. And I don't really consider myself to be a right winger. I consider myself just to be a patriotic American right down the middle. But they're waging war on all of us. So it's time to get busy and get creative, because they've organized protesters and the BLM and the others. Those are nothing more than arms of the Democratic Party to shape public opinion. They shape public opinion just like shitless brown shirts. And it's a dangerous time for all of us right now. So everybody stay safe and keep your powder dry. And we got a saying down here in Tennessee, watch your coal oil. Watch your coal oil. And that's one word. Okay. Well, good morning from N4XYC.
Hey, well, very good, John, and thank you for your input. And, hope to hear you Saturday night. Great signal coming in tonight as well. So the band is definitely starting to clear up finally. Hey, John 73, is you and the family, N4XYC, and this is the Wednesday night, the Wednesday night, moving into Thursday morning, Liberty Net. I am Jesse, KG4ZXC, out of Grove Frog State of Pennsylvania. Hey, last call, do we have any cracks, moans, groans, or concerns that anyone needs to bring to the net before we shut her down? Call now.
Jesse, what's coal oil?
Come on now, you don't know what coal oil is.
I'm assuming gasoline, but maybe I'm wrong.
coal oil is actually what it is. It's the extracted oils out of the coal.
It's for heating houses.
They're burning in the lamps for light down here for years, and yeah, you can heat with it too, like the kerosene heaters and stuff.
I did not know there was any oil to be had out of coal.
Yeah, that's the big thing with Canada and their coal fields. There's so much oil mixed in with it, and that's what they ship down here before they shut the pipeline down.
Oh, well, interesting. Thank you. I learned something.
Oh, yeah. There's always something to be learned here on the Liberty Net. Hey, well, thanks, Bob. Anyone else?
Hey,
well, I'm going to let Mr. Falk shut the net down and make the closing statements. And, Bob, if you don't mind, sir.
I don't mind. I will do the closing and I'll pass it back to you. I want to thank Mr. Paul for doing the recording. I'll appreciate his blog putting that together and posting it right away. So as Mr. Jesse closes the window on this night's Liberty Net, Mr. Jesse wants to wish Mrs. Calabas a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to our silent key, W1WCR, Mr. Victor, W9CM, Mr. Vern, KE8INE, Mr. Jim, who used to be behind enemy lines, KN4CF, Mr. Robert, N3DVA, Mr. Mike, W2WCW, Mr. Frank, W8MPB, Mr. Harvey, K4GAR, Mr. Harrison, KB2DYB, Mr. Dennis, KE2LO, Mr. Eugene, and KI2J, Mr. Mike. It is my prayer and Jesse's prayer also for God to bless this great country, our first responders, and our military. That being said, this is KJY passing it back to KG4ZX in the sea to put the ribbon on.
Hi, very good, Bob, and everyone who's checked in tonight, I'd like to go ahead and throw the list down. And Bob, you're at the top, so I'd like to thank everybody who's checked in. KAJLY, KE4FE, KCH, Echo Hotel Romeo, WB2, JAX, KD0RSA, Mr. Mo, always a pleasure. KA4POW, Josh out of Georgia tonight also. AB4CJ, thanks, Cyrus. WD8AYC, Rick. W4CLF, Curtis. God bless you, sir. KQ4EN, Reed, thanks, sir. Mr. Larry, God bless you too, sir. And hope you have a rest of your morning and everybody's okay. And final N4XYC. Thank everybody who's participated tonight. Thank our net manager, Mr. Marty, and his wife, Ms. Laura, into IOJ and into JPTF. And God bless each and everyone, and God save us this great country. So 73 zone, and good morning.
My pleasure. Yeah. Thank you.
Be careful, Bob and Jesse.
Roger, roger, Mr. Moe. It's good to hear you. KD0RSA, KAAJOY.
73 is Moe.
73.